Last week, the Fayetteville Shale play marked an anniversary, and two ballot proposals got closer to the November ballot. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics has the rundown on the past 7 days in Arkansas business and politics.
Although no one is baking a cake or holding a big celebration, it has now been a full decade since Fayetteville Shale leader Southwestern Energy announced in 2004 that it was taking a big chance on an undeveloped natural gas play in Arkansas. That unheralded announcement 10 years ago largely changed the state's economic fortunes during the Great Recession and hailed the emergence of the natural gas industry in the state. A University of Arkansas report said that between 2008 and 2012, oil and gas companies invested more than $12.7 billion, or 29% more than was previously forecasted. Also, nearly $2 billion in state and local taxes from permit fees and severance property, income, sales, and other taxes were collected as a result of the Fayetteville Shale activities from 2008 to 2011. That is $1.2 billion larger than projected in the 2008 study. Baptist Health broke ground Monday on a new $130 million 37-acre site in Conway. The 216,000-square-foot, 96-bed hospital will be located on the west side of I-40 in Conway. Pine Bluff-based Simmons First National says it will donate the Eudora branch of Delta Trust and Bank to Arkadelphia-based Southern Bancorp Bank. Simmons acquired Delta Trust earlier this year for $66 million. Southern Bancorp is a community development bank that works with underserved communities in the Mid-South. The transaction, terms of which were not disclosed, between Simmons First and Southern Bancorp will close by October 10th. An Arkansas trucking executive met with Vice President Joe Biden Wednesday to discuss national transportation infrastructure concerns. Steve Williams, chairman and CEO of Little Rock-based Maverick USA, was part of a White House Business Council discussion on how to address uncertainty regarding the nation's highway trust fund and other transportation issues. The trust fund is at risk for insolvency by the end of August. After more than 2 years of speculation and controversy, the Little Rock Technology Park Authority Board approved a consulting firm's recommendation to begin talks to purchase prime property in the downtown area to serve as the city's tech park headquarters. ARC Commercial and Investment Real Estate, led by Jeff Yates, presented its findings to the board on Wednesday. The location recommendation is in the 400 block of Main Street. Governor Mike Beebe named Andrew Parker of Little Rock as the newest commissioner of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. A former staffer for Governor Beebe, Parker, age 37, grew up in Little Rock and is the director of governmental affairs for the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce. An initiated act to raise the state's minimum wage and a proposed constitutional amendment to allow liquor sales in all 75 counties in Arkansas. Both submitted more than the minimum number of signatures needed to be considered for the November ballot. Supporters for a proposal to allow for medical marijuana said they fell short of signatures to qualify. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business and Politics update.
Roby Brock's weekly updates of Arkansas business and political news are a regular Monday feature on Ozarks at Large. Support for Talk Business and Politics on Ozarks comes from AT&T. Encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.